哈利路亚，这位从你上车，平安。
哈利路亚，peace to all my brothers and sisters。
非常感谢神的带领，在这样时间，要来跟大家谈谈分享，追求美满的人生。
Thank God very much for this wonderful opportunity that I'd like to share this topic with you to pursue a more beautiful life.
首先呢，觉得非常抱歉，就是我的声音啊，讲了一个多月。有点不大像我自己的声音了。
First of all, I want to apologize for my voice. After speaking for an entire month, I pretty much lost all my voice.
所以还请大家能够仔细用力的听。
So I'd like you to please pay closer attention.
我们这个课这个时间是到九点。
This period will last till 9 o'clock.
小弟大概利用三四十分钟，从圣经里面去谈有关。人对婚姻如何看待这个美满人生的道理
I'd like to first utilize about 30 to 40 minutes to discuss with you the biblical view on what a marriage should be
然后留下约50分钟的时间所以请几个传道在这里跟大家这个问题的双向沟通
And we will reserve the last 40 to 50 minutes to invite all the pastors to come up here and to have any kind of discussion with you
其实谈到追求这个美满的人生小弟也在学习
The fact is that I am still learning this very lesson
因为这个课程在圣经里面谈到很多那要怎么去实行真的要相当有认识追求跟学习
The Bible has many teachings regarding this topic of marriage and it takes a lot of effort for every one of us to continue to pursue
我们常常会从报章杂志新闻里面去看到许多国家许多民族不同的结婚方式
From the newspaper and the media we can discover that every culture has their own distinctive way of wedding and marriage
那有的很复杂有的很简单
Some culture marriage may be quite complex while others is very simple
这样的情形大概就在生活在那种地方或者那个地方的需要才会体会到那种情形
and you would almost have to live there with the culture to understand why they practice a certain type of culture
但是我们可以知道一个定理
but universal truth never changes
这个男的长大要结婚
and that is as men grow up they must get married
女孩子长大要嫁人
and as womengrow up, they have to be given into a marriage.
这个好像都在普遍的社会国家里面是一个天经地义的事。
It seems like this is a natural course of matter in every culture.
但是我们会发现
However, we can discover this.
这个虽然是有这样的这个情形是大家都知道的，问题是怎么进入这个结婚的这个方式就可以归纳几点了
Even though we all know that we have to get married, but how exactly should we get into this marriage is the question that we'd like to discuss here.
那我画一个图形，这样大家看得比较清楚。
I'd like to first draw a diagram to demonstrate to you what a marriage is.
画一个三角形的图形。
We can begin drawing by having a triangle.
那三角形的图形我们这个代表一个生活了
And this triangle represents our marriage life
那这个一个生活我们讲婚姻生活这个三角形
Again this triangle represents our marriage life
我想这个是大家非常非常喜欢非常仰望而且下了很多功夫想要进入这个婚姻的生活里面
and I think for a lot of people you try very hard and put in every effort to enter into the triangle
我曾经看到一个婚姻专栏在报纸婚姻专栏写婚姻的事
once read a column on the newspaper specifically targeted at marriage
这个还没结婚的都喜欢 从这个墙的外面赶快进来体验这个结婚的生活，好稀奇啊。
Everyone who's not married yet, try their best to enter into this circle to give it to see how it feels.
但是事实上啊，这个是很多婚姻的家庭，有很多人啊，结婚以后他想尽办法跳出这个墙内，跑到外面自由一下。
There are also many people who are engaged within a marriage who try their best to get out of this triangle.
世人的心啊，常常会看见这种两种婚姻家庭的生活。
And we can see these two types of phenomena in this world often.
那我现在要讲啊，有些人是怎么进去婚姻生活的。
Now I'd like to share with you as to how some people enter into this life of marriage.
那有些人啊，是比较属于那种体贴肉体的关系啊，他们的入门是从这个肉体关系进去的。
Some people enter into the marriage because of their physical body needs.
彼此需要。
They feel like they have a need for each other physically.
结果呢，从肉体关系建立的这种婚姻生活啊，很容易触礁啊。
And so those marriages that are established based on their physical flesh desire often crashes.
他的需要是肉体嘛。
Because all they need is physical body.
在社会上出现一些啊，这个觉得不合了，不需要了，就分开。分别再去找别人了。
So as soon as they discover that the other party is just not good enough, they would drop the relationship and move on.
甚至有的在进行这个换妻俱乐部，换妻啊。只要讲好啊，先生讲好，太太要同意啊，太太可以交换的。
Some people
两对夫妻啊，太太可以交换的。
They have a deal where they would exchange their wives among a circle of friends.
所以常常会有一些经不起这个考验呐、啊，甚至在患难当中啊，很容易的、啊，这个婚姻生活就会触礁啊，甚至破碎了、
啊。And this type of marriage often breaks up because they cannot withstand the challenges of the other aspects of life.
因为从肉体关系进去，再来谈这个情感啊，真的很脆弱呢。再来谈婚恋啊，只有一张结婚证书，那个随时都可以名字划掉，签一签就离开的。
Because if a marriage is based on the physical body only, then the emotion and the vow, the covenant, is really just a piece of paper, marriage license.
那有些人可能就在这个关系里面啊，连那个婚恋那张纸都碰不到、啊，就已经吹了。
And for other people, they don't even get as far as getting a marriage license. They already break up.
这种婚姻生活就好像买卖哈，很不值得。
This type of marriage is no more, not much more than simple trading.
那有一些是先谈感情的。
On the other hand, there are some marriages that are established upon emotion.
像从情感进去的，有时候说法。有时候不大老实啊。
But these marriages sometimes are based on lies.
不是结婚了，先谈情感了，还没有婚约在前，先谈情感。
They would give their emotion, their affection to the other person before
they're married. 因为我们发现啊，先谈情感恋爱的这些啊，能够成功的并不是很多啊。
But statistics show that this type of not many of these kind of couple would end up being married.
都比较意气用事
because they're too irrational.
以前我在念高中的时候，我们班有一个导师啊。
When I was in high school, I had a teacher.
就在我们快毕业的前一个礼拜。
About a week before we were graduated.
因为我们班上有五个男同学啊，有交女朋友。
There were five boys in the class who had girlfriends.
我们导师就这样讲了，如果以后你过几年的话，你结婚的对象是你现在的女朋友，你跟我来拿那个2万块的红包。男的。
And then the teacher told us that told the five boys, if you end up marrying the girlfriend that you're with right now, in the future, you can come back and I will give you $20,000.
隔了十几年了。
And after a couple of decades later,
有一次那个 导师联络上我，我们就谈一谈，我就问起这个事，我们班上同学有没有人向你领2万块的红包啊？
I met my teacher accidentally, and then I asked the teacher this question: Did anybody come back to redeem this money?
班上有44个人，有5个交女朋友，没有一个跟导师拿了2万块红包的，拿不到。
There are 44 people in the class. 5 people had girlfriends, and no one came back to redeem this $20,000.
这个学生还年轻啊，书都还没读完，事业都还没有，到处跟人家吹啊，我爱你，你爱我。讲那一堆话是真的吗？根本骗人的。
These students are very irrational. They are not accomplished. They don't have a career. They keep on saying, "I love you, you love me," and they don't. They're not really sure.
他的父母亲养他那么辛苦啊，都还没有长大成人，你就在那边破坏人家，让人家心里这个不能读书，不能怎么样？这种人呢、啊，真的很差劲。
You actually
真的差劲。
If someone comes and tries to ruin your life this way, they're actually hurting you and disrespecting your parents.
万一你先谈这个情感，最后你没有娶她，没有嫁她，那不是成为这个感情的骗子，欠人家债。
If you base your relationship on emotion only, if you don't end up marrying that person, then you have wasted your time and effort.
而且还没有决定的事实啊，这个。有情感这样下去谈情感，然后再来谈这个婚姻，中间很多变数很危险。
And also, there are still many variables ahead of you, which tells you that you may not end up marrying that same person.
这个人很奇怪哦，你5年前看到他觉得不错，5年后啊，你好像长大之后再来看他，你会骂自己，怎么当初怎么会觉得这个好啊？
We human are quite strange. 5 years ago, we may think someone is really good, but 5 years later, you think yourself would be stupid to like somebody.
这个就是告诉我们，当我们心智啊，尤其青年学生啊，心智还不是很成熟的时候，你对决定一个一生的事情啊，不是那么样想得完全的。
What this is telling us is that while we're still emotionally immature, it is rather difficult for us to understand who is the best person for us.
是有一些啊，年纪轻轻的不小心当爸爸妈妈的，你看那个婚姻生活怎么过？
And this is why today we have so many teenage parents. They are really in their difficulty.
连那个牛奶尿片都还要向爸爸妈妈伸手给我钱，我去买孩子的牛奶尿片。
They still need to ask their parents for money in order to feed their own children.
对于情感太意气用事，这也是一个蛮危险的一个建立一个婚姻生活。
So again, this is also another different, a dangerous type of way to establish a marriage.
那有些人呢，喜欢谈，然后对着一个石头可以谈2个小时，说什么这个石头做见证，然后什么海誓山盟啊，自己立下这个约定啊。
There are also other couples who are rather romantic and they like to make vows.
尤其在读书的学生啊，你跟人家这样乱讲啊，万一他的爸爸还是他的爸爸妈妈或你爸爸妈妈知道了骂你啊，你看那个海誓山盟哪里有像石头那么早就不见了。
Especially those people who still cannot make this decision for themselves, all these vows and promises are really untrue.
你看那些啊，在婚前啊，喜欢随便。立下盟约誓约的，结婚以后你去看了，他连一句甜蜜的话都不会讲了。婚前用太多讲完了。
Chances are those people who are sweet talkers, end up not being able to be so sweet after they get married because they use up all the good words.
所以，如果按照世人的需要哦，如果没有神的观念，他们会分别从这3个地方去入门建立的婚姻生活。
So these are the 3 angles in which the people in this world today try to enter into a marriage relationship.
结果我们发现了，造成离婚率很高。
And the consequence is that there's a high rate of divorce.
所以一旦吵架的时候啊，这个旧太太的会讲。
Whenever the couples get into a fight, the wife may say,
我真的是倒霉，不晓得倒哪一辈子的霉啊，嫁给你了。
It is such a shame that I married you.
那做先生的说，我瞎了眼娶你了。
And the husband might say, I must be blind to have married you.
这个还是算很轻的对话，严重的哈不得了哎。
This is light argument. You may say there's some more severe type of fight.
这是人我们在所看到的几乎 这样子看，大概都离不开这三种方向进入这个婚姻生活。
So once again, the secular world people usually will enter into a marriage in these three aspects.
尤其年轻人，这个有些观念比较可怕。
Especially for the young people today, they have rather
被这样的事情给影响。
They have dangerous thoughts that they
什么趁婚前呢来个轰轰烈烈的爱啊？有这样的年轻人在讲啊。
There are some young people today who claim to have a passionate love before marriage.
什么年轻不要留白啊？年轻不留白啊，就是不要留空白。他自己想的了，说不要留空白了。
They say that while they're young, they need to fulfill their life to the fullest.
太多的字眼了，在这个报纸上都可以看到，现在的年轻人啊，真的太体贴自己的想法、肉体啊。
Young people today are very liberal and they gratify their physical desires.
所以，基于人的需要、思想所建立的这些啊，离开了圣经的道理好远好远啊。
So all these three ways of entering into a marriage is very far and astray from the Bible.
所以照圣经的这个婚姻生活来讲，
Now based on the biblical view of what a marriage is,
是要从真理进去的。
We need to enter into a marriage based
on the truth. 要用真理去建设这个婚姻生活的。
And also to establish a marriage based on the truth.
如果你按照圣经神的话走啊，会先有这个神所配合的这个婚姻的盟约。
If you truly walk according to the teaching of the Bible, you will first have a covenant or a vow.
神来做见证啊。
God will be your witness.
然后就会有真理的感情生活啊。
And then you will begin to develop emotions and feelings for each other.
然后也会体验到这个夫妻两人一体的生活啊。
You will also have the experience of two being in one.The life of two being one.
从真理里面入门进入建立的婚姻生活。
So this is a marriage coming in from the truth.
这一对夫妻有真理，他就会兼顾这三个这个婚姻生活必须要的这个条件，享受劳苦同甘共苦的。
So long as the couple has the truth between them, they will strengthen all these three aspects and find enjoyment in their marriage.
所以我前面特别讲这个有关世人婚姻生活的入门，跟有这个神在当中要来建立一个正常的婚姻生活的一个两个观念哈。
So this is why I want to start off this evening by contrasting the differences between a secular marriage and a godly marriage.
所以照圣经的这种教导，
According to the Bible teaching,
这个婚姻的正常关系就是主内联婚。
The marriage within the godly marriage is one that is found within the Lord.
说起来，如果婚姻啊能够在主内联婚啊，你就人生成功一半了。
The fact is, if you can marry within the Lord, you have already succeeded halfway in your life.
你想想看，一开始信仰就一致了。
Think about it. You can share the same faith up front in the beginning.
生活动作思想也一致了。
Your life, your actions will be in sync.
有什么意见不合都可以照圣经的真理互相劝勉，一起祷告，当然做起来生活起来就比较平稳了。
Whenever you have a disagreement, you can resolve the disagreement with the truth and pray together.
就可以免去日后的烦心跟这个劳苦。
Basically, you can save yourself a lot of headaches and trouble.
那夫妻之间的距离啊，就不用花那么长的时间了、啊，要怎么样走到同一条路上去。
And you will not have to spend so much time to bring the two people together in sync.
这个很重要啊。
This is very important.
这个往往啊被看成为大的就是。这个青年结婚了，他就开始怎么做大人，建立一个好的婚姻生活了。
And this is how we tell when someone is truly matured.
但是谈到有关这个婚姻的这个择偶的对象。
Now let's spend some time to talk about how we can choose a spouse.
应该要有一些正确的认识哈。
We must first have a few correct recognition.
不然的话，这个。大家都挑那个漂亮的，那丑的怎么办？长得很原始的，长得很安全的，或长得很抱歉的。
If everyone wants to marry the good-looking, who's going to marry the fair-looking or the conservative-looking?
其实我们应该说是长得比较实在的。
those people who are more solid.
这个看外表常常认错人啊。
We shouldn't have to judge anybody based on our appearance.
这看人啊，必须要有一个最起码的一个认识哈。
So we need to have a few basic understanding before we choose a spouse.
所以，如果在我们教会来说，要看看啊，有没有信心，有没有责任啊。
Obviously, in our church, we need to first examine that person's spirituality.
有没有好品性啊？
The person's virtues.
就是好品德啊。
The person's good deeds.
那有没有这个忠心服侍主啊？
Whether or not the person serves God faithfully.
虽然眼前看他没有，如果这一对新人啊，他们具备有这种条件，他越生婚姻生活越生活，神的祝福将来就有什么。
Even though in the beginning, initially, it may seem like these two people are very far apart, but as they go on to work for God together, they will be closer.
如果你用肉体的眼光、世俗的眼光看，这个结婚条件要有几栋房子，银行要多少存款、几部车，万一没有道理，你看看以后怎么样都不知道哦。
If you try to get into a marriage based on the material matters only, how many cars, how many houses, without the truth, nobody knows what will happen to the marriage.
介绍这个有关这个婚姻这个结婚啊，小弟大概不多了，只有几十岁而已。
I have personally succeeded in matchmaking dozens of people.
那通常会问呢，如果家长关心呢，会讲了，那我们去问年轻人呢。我最怕听到那个说什么，传道没有条件，说好了那种的。
Before I matchmake somebody together, I would ask them, well, what do you want? Who's your, like, what do you have in mind?
现在带一个没有条件的来啊，哇，神东神西的。
I really do not like the answer that says, Pastor, I don't have any requirement because actually they have a lot of requirements.
因为我发现有些人啊，比较有那种迷信的观念。
There are also some people who are rather superstitious.
有一次啊，我介绍过一对贫困的青年的婚姻。
One time I tried to bring a couple together who lived in a plane.
这个青年呢，互相看呢，都说感谢主，都说感谢主哎，很好哎。
And when the two people saw each other, they kept saying, thank God, everything looks good.
这个姐妹的岳母也说，姐妹的妈妈也说感谢主哎。
And the mother of the sister also said, thank God.
但是弟兄的妈妈还没有讲感谢主哎。
But then the brother's mother haven't said, thank God yet.
我有一次要协助灵恩布道会，我就故意绕那个城市去找他们，然后再去另外一个地方协助灵恩布道会。
One time before I went to help with a spiritual convocation, I specifically brought those families with them.
我就跟那个弟兄的妈妈讲，你要赶快讲啊，到底好不好啊。
So I asked the brother's mother, what do you think? You need to make a decision.
如果你认为不好，还有人呢，他后面还有人在等啊。
If you don't like her, there's still a line of people waiting.
他就讲了，我的儿子是很喜欢啊。So
she said, my son really likes her.
我是不知道啦。And
I don't really care either way.
结果他怎么回答这个妈妈？后来讲了，他说。 他们两个差3岁不好嘞。
Her final answer is that they have a difference of 3 years in their age, and that's not too good.
我说差3岁，如果结婚也会生孩子，有什么不好？
I said the fact that they're 3 years apart will also bring babies. What's so wrong with that?
他又说戴眼镜呢。 那个女的，就那个姐妹戴眼镜呢。
And then the mom says that that sister wears glasses. I don't like that.
戴眼镜表示有读书啊。
I said, well, the fact that we're godly means that she studies well.
他最后就讲了，不是啦，他笑的时候有一个酒窝啦，酒窝笑的时候会有一个。
A dimple, okay. She said that the sister has a dimple on her face when she smiles.
我说你信主几十年了，你还在看这个？
I said to her, you believe in the Lord for so long, why are you so superstitious?
圣经没有用这个来做根据呢，你从哪里发明的？
The Bible has no basis on what a dimple or a glasses is.
他就讲了，是那个我孩子的姑姑了，那个不是我们教会的人，他不是我们教会的人，他不懂啊。 那你送教的人，你还存这种观念？
And she finally admitted that it was actually his aunt who is superstitious.
所以有时候要介绍这个婚姻啊，不是当事人，有时候是家长啊，是要沟通辅导啊。
Sometimes the trouble between two people is not so much of the young people, but the parents.
哎，后来他了解了，哦，安尼哦，跟德就没有关系哦，安尼好好，我带，我带。
Finally, she realized that this has nothing to do with her salvation, therefore she agreed.
其实有些事情看起来好像很困难处理，但是你还是要关心，去了解。有时候争解不是那么困难的。
The fact is that sometimes these troubles aren't really that difficult to resolve.
所以这个哦，真的有关这个婚姻啊，择偶的条件呢、啊，不是看迷信哦，看风俗或者人家讲的什么天生那种的，不是哦。
Again, we should not base our marriage or choosing our spouse based on superstition or any geomancy or anything like that.
以前也碰到过这样的哈，我听一个传道这样讲。
A couple of years ago, I heard a pastor said this.
他问那个姐妹啊，说你要这个开出条件啊，那个姐妹就开了。
The pastor said to the sister, "Give me your requirements," and so she did.
不能低于160，最高不要超过170。
She said, "My man must be taller than 160 centimeter and shorter than 170 centimeter."
那结果真的找到一个160、170的。
And so they found somebody within that range.
原来他另外一只脚比较短的是160、170。男的。
The man that they found for her, one of his legs is longer and one of his legs is shorter, so he, when he leans one way, it's 160, the other way, 170.
这个姐妹一看到他有点傻呆了。
When she saw this brother, she was shocked.
但是已经来了，要谈一谈啊，这个不能没有礼貌啊，所以还坐在那边一起谈啊。
Since they brought him here, she thought that it would be impolite to not speak to him, so they sat down and talked.
不过谈一谈啊，发现这个弟兄啊，真的很不错，很老实。
After some time of discussion, she felt.
原来他内在的美啊，他的品德行为啊，比他的外表给人家的印象好的太多倍了。
His inner beauty and his inner virtues is much more surpassing than his outward appearances.
后来结婚了，很快乐。
It ended up they got married. It turned out that they got married together and they lived happily.
这个姐妹她真的是不看外表。
Thank God that this sister did not emphasize only on our appearance.
当然要结婚啊，当然会有一些目的或理由的。
Of course that we all have our own personal purposes for getting married.
有一次我问一对夫妻啊，结婚十多年了。
One time, I asked a couple who's been married for over 10 years.
因为我们在台湾常常办这个婚姻周、婚姻讲习啦，或者什么，这个婚姻座谈啦，所以我们常常会查一些资料啊。
In Taiwan, we often have marriage seminars or workshops, and we would have information about these couples.
有一对夫妻啊，那个太太为什么会嫁给那个先生啊？
And it surprised me that to find out that one of the sisters married a husband for this.
那个理由我听了有点吓一跳啊。
I was a little bit surprised to hear about the reason.
原来那个太太喜欢吃面包。
She likes to eat bread.
他那个先生以前啊，家境比较好一点，天天可以买面包。
And her husband used to be more wealthy, and he was able to buy bread every day.
后来就会分给他一点面包。
After a while, he began to give her some bread.
在这个先生来讲，这个给面包小事情，我少吃一点而已啊。
To the husband, it was not a big deal to give her some bread.
但是在那个太太来讲，吃面包最快乐。
But to the wife, having some bread is the happiest thing of her life.
所以有一天啊，刚好人家介绍啊，马上答应，又想说结婚会，天天有面包吃的。
One day when someone tried to put the two of them together, she immediately agreed because she thought she would have bread every day.
我这样讲的意思就是有些人啊，这个建立婚姻生活的结合啊，很微妙，有时候一件小小的事情就会留给一些 对方好的印象。
What I'm trying to say here is that sometimes people get together for very small, insignificant matters.
那我特别举这个例子，就是我们今天不管在学校读书或在外面上班。
The reason why I'm telling you this right now is that no matter what we're doing today,
一个跟我们信仰不一样的人，同样也有好行为或者是好的服侍或什么。你不要因为那一点点呢、啊，你就出卖信仰，决定嫁娶他。信仰不一样了、
啊。At work, we can also find many people out there who are very virtuous as well, but do not be fooled because you may be lured into that marriage.
因为肉体需要，因为物质需要，因为心灵感觉需要。然后就把耶稣放在一旁，这种婚姻生活你要付出代价。
You have to pay a big price if you get into a marriage based on your physical, emotional, or material needs.
不管吃或做或者行，你要想一想，我这样会不会把耶稣放在一边，忘记他。
In everything you do in a marriage, you need to think about whether or not Jesus will be put aside.
如果会，那你要坚持你应该有的信仰的原则立场。
If you ever have to sacrifice Jesus for your relationship, then you need to think twice.
不然的话，你真的这样轻易尝试，你一辈子心里的一个缺憾，甚至造成你后悔的一个，每次就是造成后悔，然后变成心里的一种阴影。
Otherwise, if you get into a marriage this way, it will probably leave a shadow in your heart forever.
所以谈到这里啊，我们就要来谈一谈婚姻的由来是怎么来的。
I'd like to talk a little bit about the origin of marriage.
我们看这个马可福音。
Please turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音的第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
第十章的第六节。
Chapter 10 verse 6.
第六节，但从起初创造的时候，神造人是。造人是造男造女，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，两人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的人不可分开。在这里我们看到，这个婚姻生活是神所设立的。
Here we can see clearly that a God is a person who established marriage.
在第七节就谈到有关婚姻生活里面必须要做的一些。学习跟建立的家庭。
Verse 7 teaches us how we, what we must do within a marriage and what kind of lessons we must learn.
那我们说婚姻是神所设立的，从哪里开始呢？
Where did God begin to establish a marriage?
就是在神造这个伊甸园，这个看亚当独居不好，所以造一个配偶给他的。
It was when God created the Garden of Eden and he saw that it was not good for Adam to be alone. And therefore
神造天地万物用了六天的时间。
He created for him a companion. God used 6 days to create the universe.
并且在第六天最后的时候也造男造女，也建立这个婚姻的生活。
And on the last day, on the sixth day, God created man and woman and created this marriage.
所以起初夫妻的婚姻生活是神亲自担任介绍人、主婚人、证婚人的。
So the very first marriage of human history, God was the witness.
所以神设立这婚姻呢
？God was the person who established this marriage.
这既然这样看来，神既然在婚姻上有这样的。按照他的真理指示我们要过一个有真理的生活。
So from here we can see that God also puts a lot of emphasis within a marriage that is based on the truth.
而且婚姻是神所设立的。
Because he himself established this marriage.
那我们是他的儿女啊。
We are his children today.
既然神设立婚姻这样走，那我们做他的儿女也要这样走才对啊。
If God so established a marriage this way,So we must follow.
如果你想得救
if you want to be saved,
那你就应该照着神所吩咐的方法真理这样走才对。
Then you must be submissive to God's way and to follow His example of the marriage.
这个观念很重要。
We must keep this in mind.
那神设立这个婚姻的目的啊
the purpose of God creating a marriage is
就是要夫妻要能够互相帮助、互相依靠。
That the man and wife should help each other and rely on each other.
在创世纪二章的十八节里面有这种记载。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 28.
那神设立婚姻的目的第二点呢？
And the second reason why God created a marriage
是要他的子民生养儿女，代代侍奉神呢。
Is that his children will multiply and to serve the Lord generation after generation.
我们在这个创世纪第一章的27-28节那里有讲啊。
In Genesis chapter 1 verses 27 and 28.
说神照着自己的形象来造男造女。
Because God created men and women after his image.
然后又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
And after that, he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and have dominion over the land.
这一句的 话意思就是说要生养儿女，代代侍奉神。
What this is saying is that you must multiply, have many children, and to serve God in generations.
那第三个目的就是要享天伦之乐。
And the third purpose of a marriage is to enjoy our life on earth.
家庭的和乐。
To enjoy our family life.
那第四个目的是为了要避免淫乱的事。
And the fourth purpose of a marriage is to avoid adult sexual immorality.
所以必须要建立一个夫妻的婚姻生活。
And that is why we need to have a marriage life.
第五点呢、啊、
Number five.
要借着夫妻婚姻的生活更明白基督与教会属灵的奥秘和真理的。
To a married life, we are to understand better the mystery between Christ and Church.
神既然这样吩咐，在圣经里面都有圣经的根据。
And all these things have biblical references.
但是我们看到这个神的选民，以色列百姓，有些人还是因着景象啊，不遵照神的吩咐。
Even though God so clearly instructed us, but we see that the Israelites still disobey God in marriage.
我们来看那个创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第六章的第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
当人在世上多起来又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选起来为妻。神说人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。在这里谈到神的这个后裔啊越来越多了。
And verses 2 and 3 here says that God's people began to multiply.
那些不属神的子民的这些人也多了起来了。
And the people who do not belong to God also multiply.
也就是不敬拜神的这些人呢。
In other words, these are the people who do not worship God.
是神道里走的人呢、啊、
People who do not walk in God's way.
结果神的儿女呢看见了，就随意嫁娶他们呢。
But the sons of God would choose for themselves wives of
神看见了是很生气啊。
Wives among the unbelievers.
但是他的灵就不要在他们身上。
And he says, I will not let my spirit go upon them.
后来我们一直这样看下去。
If we read on to the human history.
看到以斯拉记。
If we go on to the book of Ezra.
在以斯拉记啊这里当时以斯拉先知就带领这个神的选民回到耶路撒冷，要来建这个圣城啊。
We know that Ezra brought the people of God back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
要让他们能够回归到神这边，回归到神的吩咐，神的道理里面。
So that these people will return back to God and return back to the Word of God.
大家受神的灵这样感动。
Everyone were moved by the Spirit of God.
我们得罪神太多。
They realize that they have sinned against God.
就是他们的子民有很多嫁娶外邦。
And that is many of their own children married Gentiles.
结果惹神的愤怒。
And God was provoked to anger.
他们知道这样做是对不起神的。
They realize that they have offended God.
所以以斯拉先知啊，就跟所有的众会众感受到这样的不对啊，他们就在神面前痛哭悔改的。
So Prophet Ezra senses iniquity along with the people, and therefore they wept and repented for their sins.
不但这个痛哭悔改以外
，Not only did they weep and repent，
而且还带领大家真的在神面前呢、啊，让这样的事情啊能够得到神的怜悯悔改了。
They were also able to receive God's forgiveness and remission of sin。
在以斯拉记的第十章的第十节这样说
，In Ezra chapter 10 verse 10，
祭司以斯拉站起来对他们说：“你们有罪了，因为你们娶了外邦的女子为妻。”增添以色列人的罪恶，所以当向神列祖的神认罪，遵循他的旨意。在这里以斯拉特别带领众会众啊，在神的面前呢、啊，做整个神的选民以色列的所有的这样的悔改了。
Here Ezra made a grand scale of repentance with the people of Israel.
所以这一点告诉我们呢、啊、
，Right here it tells us，
我们一时软弱。
There are times when we will be weak.
就找了外邦人嫁娶了。
we would marry the pagan.
你不要认为这是一种带领人来信主的方法，圣经没写啊。
But please do not think that this is a good way to bring Gentiles to believe.
圣经没写的就不要乱制造这个救恩的方法。
Because this is not biblical, do not create things in the Bible.
这种观念要拿掉。
We need to remove this concept.
家长也要注意，不要鼓励孩子啊，这个跟外这个跟神选民以外的人啊，嫁娶啊，这个是罪哦，这里有写哦，增添了以色列，增添你家的罪，增添这个神的选民的罪啊，这是得罪神的事啊。
And parents, please be aware that do not encourage your children to marry Gentiles because according to the passage, that is a sin.
这个不是我们什么人所规定所讲，是圣经里面这样说的。
This is not a rule made by anybody, but this is the Bible teaching.
所以我们的青年也是一样啊，不要有存这种观念哦。
As the young people today, please do not be misled.
就算在教会真的找不到弟兄姐妹去嫁，你还是要保守你的心啊。
Even if you cannot find somebody within the Lord, you must keep your heart pure.
但是教会真的也是很多人可以嫁娶啊，弟兄姐妹。美国没有就到别的国家找嘛，很多嘛。
But I'm sure if you really want to look, you will find somebody within the church.
不要去眼光看在加布古鲁，没有就没有了。 西部没有，东部还有没有？亚洲很多，我们进去教会啊。
You not only focus here on the Garden Grove Church, the Southern California churches, but many other churches around the world.
所以，如果你是一时软弱，嫁娶外邦。
If you were weak one time and you marry a Gentile,
你必须要先悔改。
You must first repent.
而且，这里要彻底悔改。
And you must truly repent in your heart.
然后为另外一半祷告。
To pray for your other half.
或许神怜悯啊，可以让另外一半会得到救恩呐，而不是因为你嫁给他或你娶他，就带来他来信主，不是这种动机哦。Perhaps
God will have mercy on you and allow your other half to come and believe. Don't think that you're the person who bring him to Christ.
后来另外一半来信主，那是神对他开恩怜悯，他得救恩呐。
If the other half come to believe, that is God's mercy and His grace.
但是你是亏欠神的。
But you have fallen short of God.
你知道道理，你受洗还这样做，那你是亏欠神。是你要谦卑、彻底、完全的悔改，神或许还会顾念你的另外一半跟你所生的孩子。You
know the truth, and you knowingly committed this, and therefore you must repent, and perhaps God will forgive you.
所以，神的旨意就是嫁娶主内，他并没有再另外讲什么其他的方法的。
And the will of God is for us to marry within the Lord, and there's no other way.
这是圣经的一个大原则。This
is the grand principle of the Bible.
所以谈到这里啊，真的神吩咐我们说，人人都当尊重婚姻。The
Bible also teaches to honor our marriage.
我们来看这个希伯来书。Let's
turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书13章。Hebrews
chapter 13.
希伯来书13章。 13章的第4节
13 verse 4
第4节，婚姻人人都当尊重。
It says marriage is honorable among all.
你尊重婚姻，能够在主内联婚得到神的祝福，等于尊重神啊。
If you honor the marriage within the Lord, then you honor God.
是我们青年彼此相处也要懂得尊重对方啊。
So as the young brothers and sisters get together, you must learn to...
你不要一时冲动就欺负对方啊，你等于也不尊重对方的长辈，更不尊重神了。
You must learn to respect the other person. That way you will be respecting his or her parents and respecting God.
尼希米先知对这个以色列百姓也是这样讲。
Prophet Nehemiah also taught the Israelites.
要尊重神的吩咐，不要让我们神的选民的子女嫁娶外邦，意思就是要
He also encouraged people we must obey God's command and not to marry the Gentiles.
就这种观念呢，一定要从小家庭要教育。
So we need to make sure that our children are taught with this principle.
然后教会也要常常利用各种场合、机会、各样的这个事工或者什么灵恩会啊，要宣导这样的观念呢。
Our church also advertise this type of principle.
如果一开始婚姻啊，就没有得到神的祝福啊，这个它的影响很大。
Let's think about this. If a marriage is not blessed by God, then it is greatly impact the marriage.
因为个人的决定，然后 不守神的道理，你看看，他如果嫁娶外邦，他后来的儿女，也都活在那个阴影下，会影响一个家庭，甚至会影响到整个教会啊。
If one person disobeys God and marries a Gentile, then his or her children also live in pain, and they may also affect the church.
成立一间教会需要有很多的信徒啊，还有这样的资格、这样的人力啊。
The church congregation is an assembly of all the church members.
但是我们发现成立一个教会当中包括了很多的家庭啊。
We also realize that a church congregation is composed of many families.
如果在婚姻上不坚固，甚至啊没有遵照神的吩咐真理这样建立所行的婚姻生活，真的会影响到他个人、他的家庭，还有他教会的信仰。
It is very difficult to build a strong church if the marriage within the church is weak.
所以我们发现了、啊、这个嫁娶外邦啊，十对里面能够回来的，如果有一两对啊，已经相当不错了。
Statistics show that if someone marries a Gentile, only about 10-20% of people will come back to church.
有多少对没办法回来，信仰就这样沉沦了。
For every successful marriage, there's so many other failures.
那后来能够回来的那一两对啊，他不知道要经过多少年的苦啊，付出多少的代价，终于看到神的怜悯了。
And the 10-20% of marriage who came back must have gone through many toils and pain.
所以有时候这是冤枉路啊，真的。我们不要轻易去怕，
so,
最好一开始啊，能够就在神的家里面得到很好的祝福引导了。
I would encourage you to try your best to avoid that type of trial and walk within the Lord's way.
耶利米先知也是非常感叹这样的家庭啊。
Prophet Jeremiah also thought that this is very pitiable.
我们来看一下耶利米书第十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10,
第十章的二十节
verse 20.
二十节，我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索折断，我的儿女离我出去没有了，无人再知道。挂起我的幔子。那这里谈到一个牧者啊。奇怪，一个牧者牧到后来啊，他的家也毁坏了，儿女离开他了，没有人在照顾他了，所以不能生活了。
所以 it talks about a shepherd who has lost his family, lost his tents, and lost his children.
这是一个牧者的糊涂啊，不清楚什么道理。
And this is showing us the foolishness of a shepherd.
他辛辛苦苦建立的家庭，后来就因为不守神的道理，结果信仰衰落到谷底，在信仰上成为孤儿了。
Because if he did not follow God's way, he has become a spiritual orphan in God's eyes.
尤其婚姻跟我们的人的一生啊，影响很大。
Let's remember that our marriage is a big part of our human life.
不能不谨慎。
We must be careful about
marriage. 也不能不小心。
We must be vigilant.
否则我们就会产生这个一生的这个内疚或者痛苦或者遗憾。
Otherwise, we may regret our marriage for the rest of our life.
要下的功夫啊，比其他正常的人要更多更大。
We may have to work many times as hard on our marriage than other people.
就是谈到有关圣经里面对婚姻的家庭、婚姻的生活，神的话，这个众先知，这个耶稣他所讲的话，这样子传述，要我们能够在他里面寻找这个美满的人生啊。
So, the above mentioned are the words from the prophet of our Lord Jesus on what the Bible says about pursuing a more beautiful life.
那神的话讲在前面呢？
Now that we have mentioned about what God says,
我们现在的就是看要不要遵守神的话。
The question is now, are we willing to follow God's word?
你是要短暂的肉体世上人生的生活呢，还是要那永远的在神里面所建立美满婚姻的生活呢？
Would you exchange the eternal, beautiful, happy life for a temporary satisfaction of your body?
想到这里，我们自己可以做一个抉择。
This will give you a clear choice, I hope.
那我现在就要谈了，一个美满的三部曲了。
Now I'd like to talk to you about the three episodes.
追求美满人生的三部曲啊，有三部啊，三部曲是了。
The three episodes of a beautiful life, marriage life.
我们凡事都要祷告神。
First of all, let's remember that we need to pray
to God. 婚姻更要祷告神啊。
Especially about our marriage, we need to pray.
我们常常讲这个缘分。
we often talk about
有缘分好啊,
people think that it is
但是这个缘分是在主里面在神里面安排的缘分更好啊,
but if you can find faith within the Lord, that is even better.
第一部题我们谈到缘分,
so the first episode is faith.
但是这个缘分真的是要神所定缘,
so we need to make sure that this faith is given by God.
我们来看一下诗篇35篇,
let's turn to Psalm number 35.
诗篇35篇12节,
Psalm 35,
对不起, 25篇啊,
excuse me, number 25,
25篇的12节,
Psalm number 25 verse 12,
12节, 敬畏神, 神必指示他当选择的道路, 这里谈到敬畏神, 神就会安排他 当走当选的道路。
It says that if a man fears God, then God will show him the way he should choose.
我们一生的事都在神手中。
We know that everything in our life is in God's hands.
因为敬畏神, 神会安排当走的道路, 这个就是神安排的缘分。
As long as we fear God, the Lord will provide for us the best, and that is the faith given by God.
所以我们也是婚姻的祷告呢, 求神施恩, 安排我们遇见一个好机会啊,
so don't forget to pray to God about your marriage and your future spouse and ask God to bring you the person.
这个好机会啊, 是要有信心交托的, 不是那个碰到, 哎, 我觉得你不错, 几年后我来娶你, 我嫁你, 不是这样讲的啊,
and a good opportunity is provided by God, it's not sought after by ourselves.
这个亚伯拉罕差遣他的仆人啊, 去为他的儿子啊, 要找这个, 要找对象啊,
let's take Abraham's example, how he sent his servant for a daughter-in-law.
他很慎重的, 他向神祷告说, 请你安排一个机会。
We remember he prayed solemnly to God and asked God to provide.
这个很巧的, 就安排那个利百加到那个去打水了。
And God purposely provided Rebecca to come and draw water.
讲一讲后来, 他就跟他们到他的家里了。
After a single conversation, he went to the house.
那结果谈一谈, 大家都觉得不错, 哎, 这个神经一定这件事, 哎, 看起来会成, 就看, 这事是好的。
After a while, they discovered that this is chosen by God and this is good.
后来就谈好了, 就看到神是不计这件工作任务成全了, 所以神安排通达的道路, 让这件婚姻就这样完成了。
And then since this is the will of God, God also provided a comfortable way for them to get back home and so they got married.
那有很多人说我在祷告啊。
Some people say, oh, I am praying.
但是看不到神的旨意啊。
But I just don't see God's will.
神的旨意是主内联婚啊, 这个大原则。
Well, the will of God is simple, and that is to marry within the Lord.
所以如果有人介绍, 觉得很可以啊, 不妨进行试看看嘛。
If somebody introduces you within the Lord, you may as well give it a try.
哎, 当事人愿意祷告, 然后再跟家长讲, 哎, 好像可以嘛, 大家进行看看, 如果这样顺利完成啊, 就在神的会堂里面结婚了, 就是神的意思了嘛。
The will of God is actually very clear. If the two of you is introduced, you should try it. The parents agree, the elders agree, and the pastors agree.
事情成啊, 就是神的带领啊。
If you end up getting married within the with Lord, then
事情成啊, 也不要造成两家的伤害啊, 说什么那个很骄傲, 怎么样的, 看不起啊, 这种话也不要讲啊。
And once the marriage is completed, the family should not have to criticize each other.
这个不成一定是另外一边, 再看看那个勒谷在哪里啊, 那个亚当在哪里, 夏娃在哪里啊。
And if the couple does not end up together, then it's probably not God's will.
那我们从圣经里面也是看到的, 神带, 这个神带夏娃到亚当的前面。
The Bible tells us that God brought Eve to Adam.
然后双方看了以后就说这是我肉骨中的骨肉中肉, 而是互相这个神所安排的, 大家都互相喜悦了。
When Adam saw her, he said, you're the first of my first bones of my bones, and since this is God's arrangement, he thought it was good, and they got together.
后来两人就在一起生活了。
And so the two of them began to live together.
所以美满的三部曲, 第一部曲啊, 就是要有神的缘分安排嘛。
So again, the first episode of A Beautiful Marriage is God's arrangement or God's
arrangement. 如果你适婚年龄条件到了, 可以结婚了。
If you're in the right, at the right age to get married,
那你就要跟你爸爸妈妈讲啊, 或者是跟教会的 你信任的人讲啊，一起来关心啊。
Then you need to tell your parents and tell the people in the church whom you trust.
这个婚姻介绍的过程啊，真的有信心交托啊，会看到神的带领啊。
If we truly have the faith and give it into God's hand, then we can see the work of God.
那第二部曲啊。
The second episode.
圆满的圆啊。
Second episode is roundness or completeness.
那在神里面有缘分，后来哎，经过婚姻介绍，哎，可以哦。可以成立一对夫妻哦，那就是神的缘分安排，最美好的机会安排了。
And let me recap, the first episode is God's arrangement. When God brought two people together, you look at each other and you can give it a try.
那既然结婚了，再来就要过一个圆满的生活哎。
After you get together in a marriage, and you need to try to pursue for a perfect life.
在传道书第九章第九节说，要跟自己所爱的妻子快活度日的。
And in Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9 says that you need to enjoy the days of your life with your beautiful
wife. 要怎么样把两个个性不同的想法不同做法观念态度不同能够圆满的一起做一个夫妻生活不简单啊要圆的不要缺
easy to, put to fit two people together who come from totally different background and totally different brought up.
这个就是实质的婚姻夫妻的生活
And this is the true substance of the marriage life.
两人要同心同行啊
Two people must learn to walk
要有耶稣基督在里面一起生活呢
They need to live centered around the Lord Jesus
用神的灵相通
They need to communicate with each other
用神的真理的爱互相相信互相扶持的
They need to help one another with the love of God
这个才是真正两人一体的圆满的夫妻生活了
And this is what I mean by a complete life
那么夫妻生活以后就过了一段时间呢，当然会有自己的后代了。要怎么样把自己的家园呢、啊，婚姻的家园照顾好啊
？And after being married for a while, it's natural that you will have children. And the next thing is how to keep well the garden of your family.
这个家园要怎么建立啊
？How do we establish a family?
首先，家里的一家人心里的园地要修理看守好哎、啊。
First of all, we need to make sure our hearts.Are kept well.
所以《生命记》那边记载，你不论走或者站或者睡或者躺，你都要教导你的子女，要将神的话放在心板上，心园新的园地要照顾好哎。
Deuteronomy tells us that no matter what we do, whether we walk, sleep, lie down, or do anything, we need to implant the word of God into our children.
谈到田里的园地田园呐、啊，就是你的事业工作也要。建造看守好哎
，We also need to make sure that our career is built properly.
这些啊都要从一个家里的家园、情感呐、啊、生活啦、啊、各方面，要有那种和睦的这种气氛。
And all these need to be achieved through a harmonious atmosphere in the family.
所以这个园地包括三方面：新的园地、田的园地，还有家的园地。
So this garden means three different things.The garden of our heart, the garden of our family, and the garden of our career.
尤其这个家园不是就在结婚那段时间快乐，一直要活代代相传的，要在神的田里面建立这样的婚姻的家园呢。
A happy marriage should not only last for a few years after the wedding day, but it should last forever.
这个是追求人生美满的生活的三部曲了。
These are the three episodes of a beautiful marriage.
当然要讲的话有很多了
Of course, there are still many other things I can share with
you. 那从圣经里面呢，就跟大家这样介绍谈到这些啊。
But this is what I'd like to share with you in regards to the Bible's view.
那原本要很尽快的把它讲过去，但是还有翻译啊，所以没有放得那么快。
Because of the bad interpretation, the drama.
那我们剩下还有二十几分钟啊。
We have about
21
minutes.
他翻得很好，是因为还有翻译的时间呢、啊，站在里面呢、啊，他翻得不错了哈。我知道他很谦卑说翻得不好，翻得很好，就是因为我这里讲要翻译有占了一点时间哈。那我们还有二十几分钟啊，可以谈一些你认为最关心的问题啊。那我们在这里做一个沟通一下哈。
We have about 20 more minutes, so this is a. 前面这个姊妹 ，The question is, she heard that argument is good for a marriage life because it helps a couple. So she'd like to know, the question is, how does argument help a marriage? 刚才这个姐妹问说，我们听说 在一个婚姻里面吵架是好的，因为吵架会帮忙这两个夫妻。那想要问问看，吵架对一个婚姻有什么好处？
，首先我们要了解现在有许多心理学家，他们用各种不同的方法来分析婚姻，有提出各种不同的解释，所以好像刚刚的一个很大的问题，一个问题就是说，吵架对婚姻是好，但是我们如果仔细来看圣经告诉我们，吵架跟沟通不一样，吵架。 基本上在圣经来讲是不好，因为我们在雅各书已经跟我们说了，人的怒气不能够成就神的义。那你用吵架这个字眼是不对，夫妇之间能够彼此沟通，有时候意见会不一样，这是难免的。那现在就是说，当意见不一样的时候，你怎样去解决？是要用吵架的方法来解决呢？ 还是用彼此让步，替对方设想来解决。所以我个人的看法，我们还是用圣经的方法来看我们的家庭，不要用这些所谓的心理学家的方法来看家庭。Now there are many psychiatrists try to make many theories to do the family counseling. That's why they have this theory, say, argument, or even the fighting is good for the family. So they thought that during the fighting, during the argument, you can express what in your mind. But actually, according to the Bible, anger cannot fulfill the righteousness of God. So if there is any disagreement among the spouses, instead of arguing or fighting, based on the Bible, we shall try to respect one another, to have sympathy, compassion, and respect for one another. So it is through the discussion, open discussion, in respect. It is not through the fighting.
夫妻两个人从两个生活背景不一样的环境当中成长。 将来要一起生活，当然有一些意见上、观念上、做法上的不一样。那刚刚田川道一直在强调说要有同样的信仰，在主里面同婚，因为这是一个基本上的基础，有同样的一个基础，所以遇到一些意见上不一样的地方，大家可以用圣经的道理。 借着祷告，彼此之间的沟通，就很容易来化解彼此之间的不一样的一些观念做法，就很容易让那些误会啦，或者是彼此之间的不了解能够化解，所以婚姻的生活也是在彼此之间不断的一直在学习当中，一直在。 不断的进步，因为有同样的信仰，能够借着祷告，所以你会觉得说，主内的婚姻会越来越圆满。所以外邦人说，婚姻就是恋爱的坟墓，但是我们信徒其实讲婚姻是恋爱的开始，所以会让彼此的婚姻生活越久会觉得越甜蜜。 所以有人说，好像在倒出甘蔗一样，越久的婚姻越圆满。
Just a brief summary.
Pastor Schultz mentioned that it's inevitable that two people will have some disagreement because you come from different background, different environment, different family. However, we keep emphasizing that as long as you share the same faith within the Lord, a lot of your disagreement and differences can be resolved based on the truth and Spirit of God. And as Christians, marriage should be the beginning of our quote-unquote love affair. And the longer you are engaged within a marriage, the sweeter it should be. The question here is, what happens if you meet someone that you feel is the right person? What should you do? 这个问题说, 如果你遇到一个你感觉这个人是神安排的, 那再下一步要怎么做?
<笑>他觉得说这个姐妹非常好，他很喜欢，那他回到家以后，他想说家属这位是神所安排的理想对象，他在想说是不是神所安排的理想对象，所以他就花了一些时间一直祷告，差不多祷告了一年，有没有声音呢？<笑>差不多祷告了一年，然后跟他的爸爸妈妈提起，说他很喜欢这个姐妹。<笑> 然后他的爸爸妈妈说，这个姐妹的确很好，的确很好，然后就说你们可以写信给她，但是两个人要保守规矩，就私信当中的来往，后来这个姐妹他们两个之间也是借着祷告，当然有私信上有一些沟通，不过他们在彼此 比如说彼此有来往要出去做什么，他们不敢单独两个人就出去，就是很守规矩的，很守规矩的，没有单独的约会了，就是说到他们家里来，家人在一起，他们彼此之间交往一段时间，后来他们就结婚了，结婚了以后的确是相当好的一对，所以 我觉得说像这样，如果你发觉到教会里面有你觉得很喜欢的对象，一方面你借着祷告求神带领，一方面可以跟长辈讲，跟你的父母亲或者是你所信任的教会里面的长者，说我很喜欢某某弟兄或某某姐妹，是不是你可以帮帮忙，帮我们签个线，这样也可以。
Pastor Cho gave an example of a successful marriage within our church. And so the basic few steps is, if you find somebody that you really like and feel is the right person, first thing you should do is pray about it. This example, the brother prayed for about a year. The next thing is you need to tell your parents, you should tell your parents or some elderly in the church whom you can trust and ask them to help you out. And then you can start to make that connection.
在这个问题请那个先生到达。
The question is, how do you know the person that you meet is the right person for you? 这问题说，我们怎么知道这我们看的这个人就是神所安排的呢？
Uh,
我想没有人知道，你自己也不知道。啊啊，刚刚陈长道在讲的时候，我不知道大人们记不记得哈。第一个那个缘哈，啊对，啊并不是因为你，而是因为是有神在带领。那他也提到最开始有些外籍、有些没有信主的人，他们从各个不同的角度啊来寻求对象。那我们信主的人，啊，这个神给我们带领啊，都是一个很奇妙的，并不是因为你觉得说他是你所要的，或是说你在不断的在追求。常常看到很多很好的婚姻啊，都是就是那么。神这样把你放在一起啊，也许陈传道可以跟你讲他怎么跟他太太认识的啊，你就能够了解这个问题的答案在哪里。
那我在这里，因为杨传道他知道我这个事情，因为我的婚姻介绍人是杨传道的弟弟杨一敏传道。那刚好那时我在神学院呢，那正在读书，已经快29岁了。那杨一敏传道啊，
Let me quickly try to interpret what Pastor Young said. Pastor Young said that there isn't really, nobody really knows.For sure that this is the right person God has chosen for you. However, based on what we said earlier, this fate is arranged by God. As long as we keep this matter within the Lord, within our prayer, God will use many different type of methods to bring the two people together. Perhaps it may be somebody you've been eyeing for a long time. It could be somebody that you've been kind of thinking about for a long time. But we'd like to ask Pastor Chen to talk about his example of marriage and how God brings the two of them together.
杨玉敏传道也到台湾神学院了，受训半年。
And my marriage is arranged by Pastor Yang's little brother, Pastor Yu Min Yang from Taiwan, from France.
那他就跟我讲了，说有一个姐妹不错。
And when he went back to Taiwan for theological school for 6 months, he told me that there's a sister who is pretty good.
他刚好也在总会上班。
And she works in the Taiwan General Assembly.
所以他说他想做媒。
So Pastor Young said that I'd like to be your matchmaker.
我说你不要开玩笑，他说我认真的。
I said to him, stop joking around. He said, I'm serious.
他真的去找对方讲啊。
And he went and talked to that sister for me.
他就说那个田某某不错了，很好了。
He said to the sister that Brother Tian is a good guy.
那杨一鸣传道也很性格呢，就讲那一句话他就走了。
And he's pretty cool, and that's all he said to her, that Brother Tian is nice.
跑到我这边说那个姐妹不错了。
And then he came to me and told me that sister is pretty good.
后来啊，我们三个就放在祷告里面看看神怎么带领啊。
So all three of us began to pray about this thing.
我们祷告一个月
We pray for one whole month.
但是我们也不会去偷看的，去讲话做什么，没有那个时间的。
But within a month, we did not have the time to try to secretly talk to each other.
彼此也不了解啊。
We did not really know about each other.
真的祷告哎。
We just pray simply.
就祷告一个月以后啊，有一天放假，我就回到家，回到故乡的家。
After a month of prayer, on one vacation day, I went back home.
我妈妈知道我回来了，是煮几道很好吃的我想吃的菜。
And my mother especially cooked several dishes for me.
我跑到厨房就跟我妈妈问了。
So I went to the kitchen. I asked my mom.
妈妈，这个总会有一个外国来的传道说要做介绍。
I said to her, Mom, there's a pastor from abroad who wanted to be my matchmaker.
结果我妈妈在烧菜，转过来笑着对我说：“她的名字是不是叫这个？”
And my mother, while she's cooking, turned around and said to me, "It's her name, so and so."
我看我吓一跳，你认识她吗
？I was shocked. I said, "Do you know her?"
我的家里人都没有看过她。
No one in my family have ever seen her, and no one from her family have ever seen me. So I asked my mom, how do you know her name? The fact is, my mom has also been praying for me. The night before I returned home, my mom had a special dream. And she had a dream that the parents of my wife came to my house and asking for me. My mother in the dream answered them, this is his house, I am his mother. My mom asked them to come in and sit down. My mom gave them some water. After
they drink,
they look around my house and say, this is pretty good. I think I'll agree to this. And then in the dream, my in-laws told my mom that we have a daughter named Wu Fen. So as soon as I told my mom that someone is trying to matchmake for me, she knew that it was Wu Fen. So then she told my dad. My father then telephoned the resident pastor of their town. That pastor is also a pastor who prays very much. My father-in-law is a non-Taiwanese. My mother-in-law is an Aboriginal. They have never seen me before. After that, the resident pastor prayed for 1 week. He visited my in-laws. He said to them that there is a brother here who is about to become a pastor. He's a good guy. My mother-in-law was a little bit worried because she has never seen me before. But my father-in-law immediately agreed to it because he knew that I was going to become a pastor. It's a 7 to 8 hour drive from my house to my in-law's house. So the matchmakers continue on with a communication channel, and we set a date for engagement. And we had our engagement in the largest chapel in Taiwan. A few months later, I got married in Taiwan GA.
感谢主啊，我们是结婚第一天开始才谈恋爱。
I thank God that we began to know each other after we got married.
现在还在谈恋爱。
And now we are still very much in love with each other.
我想还要继续再走啊，谈恋爱啊。
And I still would like to continue being in love.
还好他不介意我。 在外面做圣工跟主耶稣谈恋爱，所以是我的好帮手了。
I thank God that she's very understanding and knew that I also have a relationship.
我们有三个小孩啊，他的小名呢，大的叫甜甜，老二叫甜蜜，老三叫甜美。And
we have named our children Sweet, Sweetie, and Sweetheart.
真的，在主内联婚真的很好哎。
And truly, I tell you, it is great to be married within the Lord. Because we're never in love before we got married, and now we're still very much in love.
And once again, I'd like to echo what the other pastor said, that we really need to pray about our marriage so that God will arrange for
it.
I'll stop talking because I don't want everyone to get married tomorrow. Once again, so a true good marriage is one arranged by God. As humans, we are very subjective. The most important thing is that we need to hold on to the objectives of our faith. I got married with my wife because of one sentence that she said. She said that she will help me to become a better pastor. And that's the only basis of our marriage. Because we have a common goal. So I encourage all of you to hold on to the goals of your faith.
然后神啊,一定会照你的信心,你对他的虔诚来成全,
and I believe that God will arrange a beautiful marriage for you based on your faith and your spirit to serve Him.
所以下面有两个问题啊,我觉得是,不值得一起。
And here we have two questions that, in my opinion, is rather insignificant.
也不值得回答.
And probably we won't spend too much time talking about it.
因为这在我们信仰上根本就不配得起.
Because they're not worthy to our faith.
有一个问题说我们在婚前能不能亲吻?
The first question is, can we kiss before we get married?
学习先翻到,学问以后才去谈恋爱。Perhaps
we can learn from Pastor Chan that we don't need to think about this before we marry.
有些问题我们青年应该是连想都不想,这不应该来困扰我们。Some
questions aren't really worth mentioning.
另外有一个是说,有一个弟兄跟别人讲,说这个姐妹,
The other question here is that one of the brother had claimed a sister to be his own already, but yet he's not ready to marry her.
他就问题说这样好吗？这样对吗？
The question is this okay?
这弟兄是已经在社会服务的，但这姐妹啊是很单纯。
And this brother is already working, and this sister is very simple. I think within the Lord, we should not have this type of attitude.
刚刚陈传道最开始也在谈的，说如果真的在讲感情啊，会有许多正面的话题。In
the beginning, Pastor Ken had talked about that when we base our relationship on emotions only, there will be many lies.
因为现在人所谓的爱情啊，是很自私的。
Today, people's relationship are very selfish.
It's possessive. 用主的爱来彼此相爱，我们绝对不会有那种的态度。
So as Christians, we need to learn how to treat each other with respect before marriage and love each other with the love of Christ after marriage.
所以我们只是希望我们教会的亲人弟兄姐妹，让我们的这种交朋友弟兄姐妹来往的这种，要能够跟外邦人有所分别。
So I hope that the premarital relationship of our youth is very different from the secular world.
在婚前我们在一起啊,就是因为我们要很单纯的一起来服侍神,在教会成功。
before our marriage, we get together only to serve God in the church. Because some of you are e-teachers together. Some of you belong to the same fellowship in church. Some of you work on literary missionary together.
In
the local church, you may go to the same choir. Some work on interpretation together. So that there are many opportunities for the brothers and sisters to work together. Let's keep our feelings for each other as siblings.
那么一直到你真的达到了你已经觉得成熟了。
And then until one day you feel like you're mature enough,
好，那我们再回到周传道讲的那一个例子。
Then we can go back to the example given by Pastor Cho.
你已经大学毕业,
say you graduated from college already,
或是已经快毕业了,
or you're about to graduate from college,
那你就在祷告里头去求神带领。
Then you can begin to pray to God for His guidance.
那到最后呢，在主的安排。
And in the end, in the witness of God and under the blessing of all the brothers and sisters, you can become man and wife.
那如果这样的话，你会发现啊，你这条路走上来啊，你会很平安，而且服事神的心啊，会很好。那跟弟兄姐妹之间的感情啊，也会很好。
This way, you will find that the relationship to be mutual and your opportunity to serve God is greater.
我们同龄之间彼此的交往要在灵里面清清洁洁的，刚刚杨传道讲到说要像弟兄姊妹，
our relationship within the Lord must be in purity, and as Pastor Yang said, we need to be like brothers and sisters. Nowadays, our church has many different activities and fellowships. For example, the student spiritual convocation or the RE seminars,
或者是青年神学班,
or NYTS.
所以我们青年弟兄姊妹大家彼此认识的机会相当多。
So there are many opportunities for the brothers and sisters to get to know each other.
但是有的就像刚刚有的提的问题一样，有的把这个男女之间的关系看得很随便，有的回去以后认识了谁就是另写信，写email去乱追。
But as the question shows, we see that some of them, without any second thought, began to write to each other to pursue after each other.
甚至有一些男孩子跟人家夸耀说，我一定要追到哪一个人，但是追到我不一定要。表示说他自己有办法。There's some
brother even boasts that I will make sure that she becomes mine, but I won't be sure that I'm going to marry her.
所以有些年轻的姐妹，突然间怎么有人写信给她，她心里就动了。Some
brothers or sisters are easily, I guess, lied to, or their heart is easily given to others.
有的弟兄跟人家几次写信开玩笑以后，他以后就不理了，所以让那个姐妹突然间感到很失落。
And some brother will write to the sister for a few times and stop writing, and so the sister may get hurt.
这是实际发生的事情。
This is something that had already happened in real life.
所以我想说我们弟兄姊妹当中不应当这样做，这样对不起人又对不起神。
I think as brothers and sisters we should not do that to each other, because we are disrespectful for men and for God.
因为你这样是伤害到一些弟兄姐妹。
Because when we do that, we're hurting our own brothers and sisters.
感谢主了，在今年的青年神学班。
I thank God that in this year's NYTS,
在就在开班的当中啊，啊，他们就成立了一个 email 的查经小组。
And during the NYTS, they have formed for themselves study group.
啊，他们选出一些人啊，负责每个礼拜就把那个啊圣经一段一段请大家读一次一章啊，啊，每一次有人负责写一些问题啊，然后发出去啊，大家去思考啊，能够在email 里面从圣经道理上彼此交换意见。
They elected a few brothers and sisters who would come up with a passage which everyone in the group should read, and then they can respond with their answers.
而不是说写信啊，彼此写一些随便乱写，而是说借着从道理上啊彼此的讨论啊，在灵性上一起求进步。
So when they write to each other, they're not writing any bad thoughts, but rather they're writing words and encouragement of God.
啊，我后来问说，现在还是一直在进行。
I found out that they are still practicing this Bible study.
那所以我觉得这是比较正确的一种做法。
My opinion is that this is probably the correct way to do it.
又补充一下，刚刚周传道传的那个，我们不管弟兄姐妹，我们一定要做一个尊重自己啊，然后也要尊重别人，要能够负责一个弟兄姐妹。
Just to add on to what Pastor Cho said, we need to learn to respect ourselves and respect others and be a person of responsibility.
然后就这样，我们在神面前呢，要做一个能够对得起神的。
And most importantly, in the eyes of God, we need to be a responsible person.
啊，刚刚提到这弟兄啊，有些弟兄他会做这种事情啊，但是让我们觉得很忧伤啊，也是在处理都会生气的。
And this example about the brother writing is something that we feel sad and quite angry about.
两位传道啊，谢谢大家，比我们预计的时间超过了很多。
We thank both of our pastors and we thank everyone for your valuable questions.
那我想这种情形大概是头一次办了，觉得不错，以后可以常常办吗？
Obviously, this is a popular event, and I'm sure we can have these kind of seminars more often in the future.
大家也能够提出问题，这样谈谈也不错哈。
I think this is a good time that we have spent.
夫妻啊，一起要努力同跑天国路，一起得救。
Let me remind you that husband and wife need to work hard together to walk on this journey to heaven.
这样就会想尽办法怎么一起得救的功夫都会做出来了。
When that is your goal, then you will try your best to work with each other to get to heaven.
那里面有谈到婚姻介绍人啊。
So we talk about marriage counselors.
你介绍别人的孩子，一定要当作自己孩子这样这么谨慎这么重要，不要随随便便啊。
When you try to match people together, make sure that you treat the young people as your own children.
你希望你的孩子都有好的归宿，有好的你这个女婿或者是媳妇，你也要同样一个心，介绍别人的孩子也是要这样做。
You all wish your children to have good spouses, and you should do the same for all the youth in the church.
我想这种介绍人呢，走到哪里大家都喜欢呢。
I think this kind of matchmaker will be welcome everywhere.
那最后我们一起来感谢祷告，让这一切所有的得到主的喜悦同在。